Welcome back, guys. Going into the second hour here, Swan Song week number 8. Adam, what's going on? Wait, why are you all muted? Oh, that was just you that's muted. Yeah, you're good.
So fucking with you? All right.
I was just like, wait a minute. I just unmuted him, and my audio's fucked up.
No, I'm here. It's fine. You don't have to order a new computer. It's okay. Yep.
Thank God.
So you guys are, you're in the mess hall of the ship turned base, and the sole surviving Midari dude is approaching. So the door opens, and he's there. He's got his like rifle kind of casually slung, pointed down, and he sees the two of you, as expected. What do you do?
It opens up, and I'm just like, hey, buddy, Jeff's gone. I'm just like, hey, buddy, hey, how's it going? How are you?
All right, he doesn't seem to be, like, hostile. He's just kind of, like, nervous, because things haven't been going so good for him lately. And he comes in, and he says, I'm fine. Everything is fine. So, we're here to talk about fuel.
Yeah, hey, and I kind of, like, look past him. I'm just like, your friend's in there with you? Can we meet him?
Kind of looks at you. He's like, yes, no, it's many other soldiers, all very busy with soldier stuff. We're talking like, about fuel now.
I look at him, I go, Higgs, it's probably fine. Let's just get the fuel and the air supply, or whatever you guys call it that are in the know, and we'll peacefully be on our way. And then I pause and then smile.
Okay. He says, yes, smiling man is correct. Let's do this deal and be done with it.
Okay, what's the deal? Are we giving you something for this? I thought we were just doing it.
He says, no, his fuel is belonging to me. You have it in exchange for taking me off system. I want to go to Tovar.
I kind of like think back, he wants to go to Tovar, so we're in 709 and that's in 608?
608, yeah.
It's 2 hexes away.
Yeah.
I go, 1 second. Let us ask our friends if that's our next destination. And then I smile. I like remember to smile. I smile, and then I open a comm to Steven. And what's his name again?
Victor.
I go, Victor. Hey, it's Mr. Z. Are we going to Tovar?
What? Mr. Z? Jesus, Mr. S. God. Yeah, well, Tovar's our next destination. We've almost got the fuel. Let's just get out of here.
I'm just like smiling at him and like holding.
I go. It's a comm, so he can't. No, he sees my face. Actually, I am saying this. I go. You almost have the what?
The fuel. We've almost got the fuel. We're ready to go, Sicarian. Let's go. Okay. Get out of there.
Okay. Thank you. And then I turn to the guy and I go, "Do you have life support to sell as well?"
He says. No, only fuel.
And then I look at Mr. Higgs, and my face gets a little bit serious.
I look at, I look at you in your eye, and I'm just kind of like, I put my hand up and just kind of like make the motioning thing, and I look back at the guy. I'm just like, so what was your job here? What did you do for the group?
He kind of squints. He's like, what do you mean, what did I do?
Well, everyone has a role. What was your role? Were you the enforcer? Are you actually smart? Not saying you don't look it. That's kind of rude. I'm sorry. But what's your role?
He says, I was in engineering. Also, I am good with gun. And he, like, holds it up. But not having to use it very often. Why?
I look back towards... Mr. S, now Z. I'm just kind of like, I guess I have like I like tilt the head up. It's kind of like an inquisitive look, and I'm just saying like, it's up to you.
Okay. I very neatly set down my plasma projector on the table, and I kind of straighten my jacket, and I loosen up my cufflinks, and then I pull out my monoblade, and I start walking towards him.
Okay. He points his gun at you. He's like, what are you doing? And like takes a step back and the door kind of like opens behind him.
I put myself, I walk close enough so that if he tries to go through the door, I'm going to get him. I'm going to lunge after him.
Okay, so you want to try and jump at him and get him with your knife? Or? grab him.
Yeah, I'm stalking after him, but like I said, like there shouldn't be that much separation in the room, so if he makes a move at the door, I'll Indiana Jones it again.
Yeah, I mean, it's less that he's trying to, like, run and more that he wants to bring the gun up and point it at you.
That's totally fine.
Inside.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I expect that.
All right, so I guess initiative to see who gets to...
So this is as this is happening, and I'm sure there's going to be cries of horror in the background. I'm just on the comms. I'm like, "Hey, we'll be there in a minute." The vacuum sister. Oh God, please stop.
Some unfinished business to clean up. All right, so it's a D8 plus or minus your dex. If you,
yeah, I got plus one on that.
Okay,
5.
All right. So he gets an 8. So he's gonna he pulls the gun up and fires a quick burst at you as you're approaching.
What sound does it make, Adam?
I'm not making a gun. You make it. You make the gun noise.
Well, if it's a burst, obviously it sounds like bada.
Yeah, it's a single loud banging noise.
Yeah. I woven body armor, and I took down what that meant because I changed it to in my profile. It's now assault armor, but what is woven? It's like 4 or 5 or something like that.
Should be in the equipment chapter someplace.
I think I have 2. It's 5.
Okay. There you go.
All right, so d20 plus 5 plus skill plus... Burst is a 3?
5.
What's the what's the bonus for hitting with a burst?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm Googling.
Let's just assume it's like negative.
Plus, it's plus 2. It's plus 2 to hit and damage.
Yep.
Okay. So 5. Okay. All right, so 50-50 to hit 2. Nope, he misses. All right, so he gets the barrel up. He managed to knock it out of the way. He shoots the 3 shots, like 2 into the floor, 1 at the table, like right next to Higgs. And then you're up in his shit, so.
Then I begin the stabbing, I believe.
Yeah, he's not wearing any armor. So you're struggling, right, because he's trying to push you back with the gun, and you're trying to knife him. And
Monoblade's plus 2, and then it's initiative. Or not initiative, excuse me, but dexterity, right? So
yeah, plus your primitive weapon skill if you've got anything better than 0.
Plus 1 in that, and then in primitive, let me see.
Yeah, strength or dex, plus your primitive.
Oh, primitive I'm 0, so just nothing, I guess.
Okay, and then his armor is nil, so I guess it's a 9, plus 9.
So D10, right?
20. Yeah, D20 plus 9. You need a 20 or better.
It's D20 plus 9 overall right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you don't have any other bonuses, right?
I missed.
Okay. All right, so you guys are struggling. Higgs, you see the two of them kind of like grappling.
Can I just walk by him and go upstairs?
Sure. I mean, he's like wrestling for his life here and trying not to get monobladed.
Yeah, no, I just walk by and go. I'm just going to go peruse the room to see if there's anything worth value.
All right, cool. Okay. All right, so he's going to just try and like melee you with the butt of his weapon.
Okay.
He can't bring it up to hit you now, so... So he's not as good at this. But he hits you. So he cracks you across the jaw. And deals 3 damage. Knocks you back.
Yeah. He gruffs my hair up and there's blood coming out, actually.
Okay.
Which upsets me. And now we're doing the Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah,
pressing
now you
the
can,
knife.
Yeah, now you can go.
And it's just plus 9 still?
Yeah, same thing. If you want to just make another melee attack on him.
My God. Okay.
So you lunge at him with the knife. He brings the rifle up.
Yeah, I'll get there eventually.
Struggling for your life. He takes another swing at you with the rifle. Let's see here. It's 5.
Watch him kill me with the rifle.
No. Yeah, no, he misses. So he like grabs the barrel with both hands, swings over him, and you duck, and he like slams it against the wall. Higgs, as you're like walking away, you just like you're grunting and like cursing in Russian, and like there's an extended melee going on back there.
There we go.
Okay, so Sigarin, you connect.
Yeah, I'm pressing it into him. The damage is 1d8 plus 1.
Okay.
1d8 plus 1. Oh my God!
Jesus Christ.
Why won't you die?
Oh my God!
All right,
just so take the knife.
Look, he's the Madari version of Mr. Sicarian.
So you bring the knife up to try and get it under his ribs, and he like slams the gun down on your wrist. You still manage to like dig it into his ribs, but you don't like push it up into his organs. And then he jerks it up, trying to slam it into your chin and knock you back. So, but she does not. You jump back. So you can take another swing. All right.
Then I'm gonna run it up and disembowel him from.
Okay, go for it.
Oh, I'm going to attempt to disembowel him. There you go. Yeah.
All right, so 10 total. Okay, you do you like get up inside and jam the knife into his ribs, and you know, hot wet blood gets all over both your hands. He's coughing blood up, but he's not dead yet. He's gonna take another swing at you. No, he's too weak. He like pushes you and kind of staggers forward. You get shoved back a little bit, and then he braces to take another swing. You lunge at him, but he dodges. There's blood all over the floor. You're both slipping in it.
I'm still not saying anything, but my hair is mussed, and I'm at this point. I'm actually exerting a lot of fucking energy.
Every now and then, I kind of just like look back down the stairs as I'm flipping through some stuff. I'm like, give Mr. S the thumbs up down the stairs.
All right. Okay, so the two of you. There you go. All right, roll it.
We're struggling. He's fucking. It's knocking. Yes. He's bleeding everywhere. Finally, I just pull it out and right in the forehead. I assume he can't have much more health than that.
Oh Jesus! All right,
he's still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive. So he like shoved the knife up under his arm, like into his ribs. More blood, staggering. Like he's like spitting, trying to like bite you. He's got a punctured lung. Nope, still can't get you. He's just like trying desperately to drag you to the grave with him.
This is like that scene in Saving Private Ryan.
That's it's yeah, just like
this guy. Okay. Still just
all right.
My god. All right.
So you get a shot on him. How do you finish him off? Like there's blood everywhere. And
I went for his head and I missed apparently, okay. Or like nicked his shoulder. And then this time, he takes a swipe at me and I deflect it with my forearm or something like that. And then I just rip it across his throat.
Okay. All right. So he looks shocked for a second, like he was kind of getting into the momentum of the back and forth, like trying to kill you. And then he's like, he tries to breathe, and there's just like bubbles and like blood. And then he staggers forward and kind of like falls on you, and then slides down the front of you and collapses on the floor.
I slick off the blood that's all over the front of my clothes, and I kind of like run my hand bloody, and I'm just covered in blood. Just kind of run it through my hair, try to fix it again. And then I go over to the table and I pick up the plasma projector and I go into the all comms. I'm like, we should be good on that fuel, right?
Yeah, you know, it was a real struggle getting out those last couple drops. We really had to fight with the machines there. You know, it was a little bit dirty. Peony's got a little bit of it on, you know, her blouse. I think we're ready. How'd things go inside?
It was struggling was a... We struggled with the negotiations, but in the end, we were able to slash the prices. Should be just fine.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Great, great. Cool.
And then Ofcom's like, Mr. Higgs, I believe we can take what we want from here and then leave.
Yeah, just a second. I'll be down in a second.
I'll frisk his body then, Adam. What do I grab?
Okay. He's got dog tags of some, like, Tovar local military. Something about the Homeland Federation Army, and then like a serial number in his name, Valentin Singh.
I'll take him just for whatever. I put it in my pocket. Okay.
And I mean, he's got his like slug thrower rifle. It's like an assault rifle.
I take that as well.
Okay. And then just like blood. He has blood that's now out of him, and that's it.
And then while I'm waiting for Mr. Higgs, I guess I check beyond the room and kind of I'm looking for things that we can pillage and take back or something like that.
Sure. Yep. The place seems pretty, like, on the inside, pretty abandoned. You know, like, Higgs, same with you. Like, you take a look through the, you know, through the area and look at the computer and stuff. And the value here is the like, raw chemical components for Blue Fever. Like, that's what this base is here to guard. They don't have, like, really anything else worth stealing.
Adam, so my intent would be to set up a way to destroy this base.
Okay.
How would I... Is there anything, like...
Do I know that you're...
Am I seeing anything?
Do I understand that you're asking for this, or do you just start doing this?
I'm just looking, and I'm asking Adam if I see anything that would give me indication that I could do that.
They don't keep high explosives around. Like, the fuel is pretty explosive. If that were still in the tanks, you could probably blow that up. No.
We need that.
My pragmatism would say that we don't do that, yeah.
Yeah, you could hammer the base with lasers from, you know, a low orbit or whatever. That might do it. But, yeah, I mean, it's not really set to self-destruct.
I then at least calm to Victor, at least, and I say, Victor, I'm going to need us to pause when we're airborne for... Give me 2 minutes. That's all.
I'll hold her steady.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, the ship's fueled up. You've taken a look around. The base is pretty Spartan. There's not much there. There's just that gaping hole that leads down to the tunnels. Yeah. So what do you want to do?
I'm just waiting for Mr. Higgs, and then we...
Yeah, I don't find anything of value up here.
No.
Can I go into, like, the computer system and see if there's any...
Yeah, if you want to make a computer's check, you can try and scan the database.
I'll just try, I guess.
Let me help. Let me help.
Okay. Yeah, mine's not marked, and it's based off of int.
I eventually come up there and see him doing that. Can I use criminal to help him try to...
You gotta use computers.
So I'm at, like, minus one, I guess. So 2d6. Or that's a minus one, so it's a six.
Ooh. No help.
Okay, no help from Scary.
No help.
I roll a six as well. Fuck.
Okay. Yeah, no, their encryption's good enough you can't get in.
Okay.
Yeah, I just kind of like... Is there a jacket or anything I can take that's nice? Any
sure.
Clothes?
Yeah, why not? There's that other guy, the teleporter guy that you killed. He's got a jacket hanging on the back of a chair. Okay. It's got like a Mandari patch on it.
Yeah, I take the jacket and put it on. I look at Mr. S. I'm like, is this fit? Does it look good? I'm just gonna like making sure the arms are all good and everything.
Okay, cool. You have a jacket now.
Is it like a bomber jacket?
Yeah. Great. Like a Mandari, like
I flip the insides up or whatever, the collars up.
The fur collar. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But then we start making our way back.
Okay. All right. So you're all on the ship now. What do you want to do? You want to just like leave the planet, or
we need to fix the ship and refuel?
So here's the thing: the ship is fueled. You've got enough fuel to get to Tovar if you want to. You said you have 54 person days.
Yeah. So I think actually we need to dump Saeed because there's five of us. It takes 6 days to get from hex to hex, right? Or is it seven?
Yep. Six.
6 days, so that's, that's 30. 30 days, yeah, so we need to dump Saeed. Not only that, but our mission is to bring
to leave
him
there.
Here. Yeah, so, you know, we want to get paid, so I say that we find somewhere safe to hunker down for another couple hours until he wakes up.
That's fine. Let's
maybe talk
to
him
station.
About what the shit he's doing, and then... Yeah,
we can leave him at the comm tower, which is near the station.
Yeah, we go near the station. I just set us down like outside the front doors.
Okay. All right, sure. And you want to wait till he wakes up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, he comes too. He's a little druggy still, but
yeah,
he's conscious enough to talk to you.
Hi, sweetie. It's time to get up.
Put your shoes on. We're at grandma's.
It's time to go to school.
He comes too and seems really confused. And he's muttering in Arabic to himself.
I say, Dr. Saeed, are you with us?
Yes. Yeah, what happened?
You were Dr. on the Saeed. Tower. Why were you on the tower?
I was installing the equipment. Calling for help.
What do you need to call for help for?
The base has been damaged. I had to complete the... You wouldn't understand.
Try me?
he says the device, it was designed to communicate with Avad. I thought if I could reach out to them that they would be able to help us.
No.
What are we trying to achieve?
I in real life facepalm. Like, just...
what are you trying to do here, Saeed?
He says, the rest of the research that was done here, it was all in preparation for the device. Once it was completed, all I had to do was hook it up and activate the biological interface. I was going to do it myself, but...
And then you fell, yes.
Listen,
no,
listen.
He nods. I must have slipped. I'm sorry, I'm very distraught. Thank you for bringing me back to your ship.
Doctor.
I bring out like a little syringe and I tap it and I say, you know, morphine's a wonderful thing. Are you in any pain? Can I help you out with that at all?
He nods, he says, yes, some, but...
Wait, before you administer that. listen, Doctor, our mission was to bring you here. What you do after we leave is completely up to you, but
yeah,
need you to sign a document saying that you've been delivered or record a video or whatever the hell we're going to do, and then you can activate your device, but we're gone.
He says, no, you have to stay. It's imperative that the site is secure. I cannot be here alone, especially not like this. And he gestures to his broken legs. He's like, I can barely feed myself, let alone imagine protecting the facility.
The Vought are hostile. Right. They tried to kill us. We're not going to be here.
No. That's wrong. They're not hostile. They're just... We cannot communicate with them with the technology that we have. They don't understand our words. The device would have changed all that.
Doctor, your lectures in alien technology and communication are incredibly fascinating to someone like myself, but Sicarian is not the kind of student you're looking for. Listen, Sicarian, why don't you go brief Higgs on the situation? I'll get the doctor a little more comfortable. We'll make
sure
that...
Very kind of you to offer, but absolutely not.
Victor just sort of like grits his teeth, like, and then he just turns back to Saeed. He says, "Saeed, listen, I'm an academic too. I like studying. I like technology. I like ancient languages. I like xenoarchaeology. You're my kind of person. But I've been traveling with Sicarian, Higgs, and Piani for long enough to know that they don't give a shit about any of that stuff. What they do give a shit about is getting paid. So, Dr. Saeed, as much as I hate to say it, because I'm really interested in what you're doing here and I want to know what's going on, they won't care and they'll leave you here alone unless you can come up with some more cash. I'm sorry."
He says, I
look like this. I'm like, well, yeah.
He seems kind of like frustrated and helpless and also kind of drugged out of his head. And he's like, I don't understand. You can't leave me here. Money aside, this is madness. I'll die.
Higgs doesn't care about that.
Then just take me with you. We'll find an exchange station. I'll get in touch with the university. We'll sort all of this out.
Saeed, that's a really bad idea. Everybody, and I just want to make this perfectly clear, everybody who has asked us to take them with us has been killed by us for it. So you should really reconsider. And I just like push the morphine into his system. And I say, you should really just take a nice, relaxing snooze and reconsider that particular line of logic. Why don't I just leave you here for a second while I talk with my friends?
Okay,
I think we can
slowly work
something out.
He like reaches up to like try to kind of like fight you off. Slowly. This disintegrates into morphine coma. So he falls.
Sleep.
He falls asleep,
sleep
or whatever passes for sleep when you're high out of your head on morphine. And he goes silent. So.
Did he say that he could get to somewhere so that we could start making a deal?
I mean, he said, take me to Tovar. We'll find an exchange station. Maybe I can do something for you.
Okay. So I turn to Sicarian and I say, listen. I know it's been a tough trip. Obviously, everybody's tempers are a little bit high. I think we stand to make more money off of this than we originally would. Let's bring it back to Higgs. This guy won't survive without us, and that may completely invalidate our... What is it? 80,000 credits? 50,000 credits? It's 50. Yeah.
Suddenly, over the comms, let's just fucking get rid of Higgs.
Hey, wait, doesn't
I turn
he
to Sicarian
like
and I say,
1,000 credits or something.
What an interesting idea.
Mr. Higgs is the reason we're here. I can only assume you guys are joking, but yes, we can bring it to him.
Yeah, when he says that, I just point. I go, bingo.
There. All right, I want us to get off this planet, though. The few that we dealt with were very difficult, if you don't remember, and we've accomplished this mission and we've been fucking around for too long. We need to get out of here.
I guess we're all like standing in the mess hall by now. And Victor's probably drinking something strong.
Piani, your terminal like vibrates, like it pings, you like personal comms.
Mm-hmm.
There's a link to the Galactic Encyclopedia or whatever from Pi that's like a list of famous mutinies. Just like a, in case you want to read up.
I just bracket smiley back.
He's like, shut up.
You know, Victor is making an impassioned plea while he slurps on his space vodka, you know, about, you know, how we stand to make more money, how we're advancing science, how we may lose out on the 50,000 credits if we leave him because he'll die. And, you know, to top it all off, by God, I signed the Hippocratic Oath when I graduated from medical doctorate school, and I have a duty to my space citizens to do the least amount of harm possible in, you know, the most amount of situations, or whatever the Hippocratic Oath says.
Love that hippopotamus oath.
Yeah.
We can afford to bring him to the Tavon station, which is where we're going anyways, and from there he can contact the university. We can keep him on the ship to do that, and if he fails, we can, of course...
Well, how many days? Let's do the math on this. Like,
actually...
You got 54 days.
You see Victor's face just, like, drop, and then he says, shit. Sicarian, we don't have enough resources to take him to Tovar.
I thought it added up to 30.
It adds up to 30 for one hex, and we need to travel two hexes.
Oh, yeah, well, then there's no question he's being left behind.
54 days divided by 12 days to get to Tovar.
Yeah.
So 4.5 people.
Yeah.
12.
Because it's six to get to either of the hexes bordering Tovar, and then Tovar.
There's no way that we could, like, put him into suspended animation that would cause him to count as half a person, right?
You could do some kind of risky medical shit and try to put him in a coma if you want to. You have the supplies that you might be able to do that. He might also just fucking eat it. So
no, he's going to be left behind. That was our mission. We need to be pragmatic about this. He tried to set up a communication to rally the VOD to help us. He's lost he's lost it, so we need to just...
I turn to Higgs and I say, Higgs, you know who's a real liability? That Piani.
No.
Liability.
I hold up my hands and I say, listen, he's going to die if we leave him here. He might die if I pull what I think I'm going to pull. So let me give it a try. And then we can try to get to Tovar.
No.
Get the money from him. Money from those.
If you accidentally kill him, there's a chance we won't get paid for completing the mission. If he dies after we complete the mission, that's not our fault. We'll get paid by the university.
Is there any way for us to contact the university and, like, is there any way for us to get any more assurance about whether or not we will get paid if he dies on the planet?
So, Anaximander is 404. So, let's see how far away that fucker is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's seven hexes away. So a ship would have to enter this system, pick up your comms that you put in the satellite here, carry them to the next exchange satellite, carry them to the next exchange satellite, and so on and so forth, till it gets there. Then your message gets delivered. They would have to respond, and it would take that long to get back. Even with, like, a fast ship, you're looking at, like, a week both ways, probably. I mean, this is like Age of Sail levels of communication tech, because you can't beam a message straight there.
So, generally, we're assuming it would be difficult for them to figure out that he was dead until we'd made off with the cash.
Yeah, yes and no, right? Like, he would put a message on your ship and be like, I'm here safe and sound. Then as soon as you talk to an Anaximander, that message would trigger. They'd be like, oh, cool, we got the message from so-and-so. When you dropped him off, he was fine. Here's your money. So, I mean, Sicarian was right in being like, sign this fucker.
Right.
Because that's how it would work.
I think that's what we need to do. I totally agree.
All right, let me go wake him up.
Okay, so y'all are having this conversation. Piani, you get another message. It's just a simple, like a math equation, and it's like human life less than $? Question mark.
The quizzical look is pretty much exactly how Piani is feeling. At this moment, and I type let's talk about this later.
So Adam,
okay, you get a actually no response. I think Pi just
as soon as I get into the med bay, I punch the manual override on the door and lock it.
Okay.
I pull out my Lazarus patches and my bio scanner and my my med kits. And I lean down over the unconscious Omar Saeed and I say, "Well, buddy, I hope you're worth putting me on the bad side of Mr. Sakarian." And then I pull out a syringe and I stick it right in his neck.
Okay.
And so then I roll my medicine.
You want to try and put him in the
Yep.
Put him in the transit sleep. Okay. Cool. Yep.
I got a nine.
All right. You can. You're not sure how long the stability will last, but you've managed to put him under. You need to get him to a place where, like, you have the technology to put him down, but you won't be able to get him back up. You need better equipment than you have, or he'll die, right? He'll die of starvation. His brain will die. But he's out for now, and he's not going to use up. He'll use up, like, one-tenth of the normal amount of stuff. So.
Cool.